Welcome to the Permabyte for Friday, June 6th, 2014, presented by the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann. This episode is my musings on the importance of experimentation and experience in permaculture. Before beginning, I would like to thank Jason of the Fifth World role-playing game for sponsoring this episode. Imagine a collaborative, structured storytelling experience where you and your friends can come together and explore what the future might hold for your descendants hundreds of years from now. The Fifth World is a free, open-source, open-world role-playing game that uses the framework of permaculture to explore the many possibilities. Find out more at thefifthworld.com. Experimenting and experience in permaculture. These two E's are important to our work as permaculture practitioners because they expand our personal understanding, add to the body of knowledge available to our community, and allow us to answer questions from an authentic place. When we begin our answer, it depends. This topic came to mind because I've recently been documenting an apprentice program run by my friend and colleague Ben Weiss, part of which is his work of sealing a pond using natural methods. For those of you who have seen the pictures, this is his third attempt. Each time has been an experiment, the first two of which failed, and now he's trying glay, a technique that uses the anaerobic fermentation of manure to try and create an impenetrable pond lining, something we've heard about but couldn't find examples of. And being present throughout this process, there are lots of questions that were raised and discussions that were had. As the newspaper was peeled back from the fermented manure, we started talking about what would be expected. What would we find? Did the manure ferment long enough to create a seal? Was 2 weeks enough? Then as it began filling with water and taking on the appearance of this dark, rich manure tea, wondering how long would it take for the suspended solids to filter out? When can plants go into the pond? Would just waiting for the suspended solids be enough? Or would the pond water need to be removed and used as a liquid fertilizer elsewhere and then refilled to leach out some of those extra nutrients? Would the only way to get the water really clear be to plant plants in the pond? Cattails and bulrushes, things that are known for filtering. Would they survive or would it be too hot from a nutrient standpoint? And this kind of a dialogue continued throughout our time there. Yes, we might be able to go to an article somewhere and get an answer, but that doesn't necessarily help inform what it is that we're doing. How do we know that that answer is right? In many cases, there are no clear answers, just a diverse consideration of what's possible. In the case of the pond, what would we learn if the pond held water? What would those lessons be? How would those lessons be different if the pond didn't hold water? With an understanding that we could have learned as much, if not more, through failure than through success. And though this one pond experiment is just an anecdote, not evidence, the more that we do this work, the more that we feel empowered and inspired to experiment with the work of permaculture, the more it becomes evidence of what does and doesn't work. I implore all of you to get engaged in what it is that drives you, to ask questions, experiment, and experience this work to find answers, and to share what you find with others. Be a citizen scientist, as we're encouraged by Stephen Harrod Buhner to be. Add to the wealth of human knowledge and the application of permaculture. If you've seen a tree growing in shade, but everything you know about that particular type of tree says that it shouldn't do well there, and you're interested in that particular species, plant one of those trees on your own in the shade and see whether or not that example you found was an outlier, something distant and unique from the observed data, or something that we just didn't know about beforehand. Take the permaculture model and design something you do with it. Jason Gadeski wrote the Fifth World role-playing game with permaculture in mind. I use permaculture when designing educational materials in cooperation with my friends and their nonprofit, and did the same thing when creating the online PDC Plus program. Even with this podcast, a lot of the work here is an experiment within the framing of permaculture, stepping back to see what does and doesn't work for me in my own life, and then apply what I've learned to what I'm doing, asking you, the listener, for feedback, applying it and trying new things, such as the Permabites, or asking for sponsors. In that process, by doing so, when a friend asks me for advice about running a podcast, I can answer their questions in a meaningful way, from a place of experience and authenticity. I had dinner with a friend a couple days ago, and he asked me about what I was doing and where I was going with things, about this whole, you know, permaculture business. And I was able to answer his question and inadvertently define permaculture for him in a way that made more sense than some kind of a canned reiteration of what someone else has to say on the subject. And in a way, I was able to define permaculture more succinctly in the process. There's a method, a dialogue, and an understanding that comes through experimenting and experience that I personally couldn't relay before going through that process. And we can all do this. We can all experiment. You can do this. You can experiment. Use the prime directive, the ethics, and a set of principles, whether that's Holmgren's or someone else's, and play with them. Try different things. Turn the phrasing around. Make something more personal and meaningful for you, and see what works. See what doesn't work. Then share it with me and the community. Whatever your experiments or experiences are, I'd like to encourage you to keep trying and doing more. And let me know how things work out. Get in touch. Call me, 717-827-6266. Send me an email, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com. A postcard, a letter, a little mailed note, The Permaculture Podcast, P.O. Box 16, Dauphin, D-A-U-P-H-I-N, Pennsylvania, 17018. You can also share your results with me at facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast or on Twitter, where I am @permaculturecst. From here, as this show comes out, I'll be spending Friday, June 6th and Saturday, June 7th at the Native Plant Conference in Millersville, Pennsylvania. I'll include a link to their website if you're within a distance and can come out and join in what's happening, as Eric Tonesmeyer will be there as one of the speakers. I'm planning to rejoin you on Monday, June 9th, 2014, for the next Permabite in the Back to Basics series. That may be a little later than usual, but should be out on Monday. And I'll be examining Principle 5, Use and Value Renewable Resources and Services. Until then, spend each day creating a better world by taking care of the earth, yourself, and each other.